It's the Theory Theory on POTUS.
The good is the enemy of the perfect. I'm John Fury. It's not often that you get Rush Limbaugh and Nancy Pelosi to agree. But when it comes to the spending compromise reached by President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner, they both agree that it stinks. Limbaugh thinks it doesn't cut enough, while Pelosi thinks it cuts way too much. And they both wanted it to fail, so they could achieve something closer to their vision of perfect. But perfect doesn't happen in the legislative world. Compromise does happen, and it must happen if we are to avoid catastrophe. Edmund Burke, the British statesman and famous conservative thinker, once said, "All government, indeed every human benefit and enjoyment, every virtue, and every prudent act is founded on compromise and barter." We live in a big country with a lot of people who have a lot of different opinions. From the time we get up in the morning until the time we go to bed at night, we have to make compromises between what we want to do and what we have to do. We all make compromises, and that's okay. That's how we survive. Those who believe that to compromise is to fail are fools. We compromise so that we can succeed as a democracy. The good might very well be the enemy of the perfect, but a good compromise is better than a perfect failure every time.
The Fury Theory is on POTUS.